أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سنفرغ لكم أيها الثقلان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم. Few ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ, that whoever is on this earth is going to be perished. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, and only the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is full of majesty, full of grandeur, full of honor, will remain. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us that so long as we have life and so long as there's dunya, then there should be just one single occupation of man and jinn, and that is to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the various ways. And amongst these ibadat, we should remember that we are all dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence we should ask only from Allah Rabbul Izzat. A time will come when everything is going to perish, everything will be destroyed, this dunya will come to an end. Then there will be no ibadat, there will be no a'mal. The day of qiyamah, and that is the day of questioning, the day of accountability. And in the most beautiful of ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about this by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ, we shall avail ourselves for you, we shall dispense ourselves for you, O Thaqalan, two heavy creations. Heavy creations here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to insan and jinnat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala availing himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all available all the time. Allah is omnipotent all the time. There is nothing that preoccupies Allah in a manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot give due attention to anything else. But here in the most beautiful of ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us now, all your ibadat has come to an end. All your asking from me has come to an end. Its time has expired, and now you also do not have the ability to ask. You do not have the ability now to make any form of ibadat whatsoever, but now you are all going to stand in front of me. And when you stand in front of me, I am going to take the accountability, I am now going to adjudicate, and I am going to be judging. Insan will be occupied in nothing else but to give accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the two things, that if there is any chance that we have of Allah's ibadat, it is in this dunya. On the day of Qiyamah, it is only about accountability, it is only about questioning, it is only about answering, it is only about the book of deeds, it is only about the mizan, the weighing and the actions, and then the judgments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His servants of Jannah and for others of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, and Allah grant us all Jannatul Firdaus. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the favors of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you deny, O insan and jinnat? Now we can ask one question here, that how is accountability a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In real terms, it is a favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If there was no accountability, if there was no judging, if there was no reward, then obviously those who had done good, they would have been equal to those who did bad. And hence, there would have been no favor incurred upon them. So the real and true objective of Qiyamah is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His favors upon those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had been just, those servants who had fulfilled the requirements of Allah, the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had been obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is undoubtedly a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we cannot deny. If we just move away a little bit and we try to understand that those who are worshipping gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how unfair it is upon them, that they are worshipping these gods and those gods cannot recompense them, those gods cannot judge them, those gods cannot reward them, those gods cannot give punishment to those who are disobedient to those gods. So isn't that a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From here, from سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to speak about qiyamah, Allah speaks about akhirat, Allah speaks about the fire of Jahannam, and right till Allah Rabbul Izzat begins to discuss Jannat for His servants and for those who had been obedient and those who had been fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these ayat we discussed at the very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ on 7 occasions. And لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ, for the fire of Jahannam there are 7 doors. So for these 7 doors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each one, Allah is asking, which of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do you deny? That Allah has given us Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us deen, Allah has given us the opportunities to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ibadat, and Allah Rabbul Izzat will save us from those 7 doors. And on 7 times Allah Rabbul Izzat is asking, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat says, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ, O assembly of jinnat and O assembly of mankind, إِنْ إِسْتَطَعْتُمْ, if you have the ability, if you have the capacity, أَنْ تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to transcend, to go beyond the bounds and the limitations of the skies and the earth. If you can go beyond this, if you can run away from this earth, you can run away from the sky, then fanfudhu, then go beyond it, transcend it, go beyond this, run away from it. لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان, you will never be able to run away except with the authority and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat is giving us, so to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is daring us to run away from the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when is this? 2 occasions. When maut comes to a person, when maut comes to a person, especially for that person who disbelieved, that person who is ill prepared, who was transgressive in his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, your whole life you did not believe in death, your whole life you did not believe in the hereafter, now try and run away from this death. Where are you going to run to? Do you have the power and the ability to run and to transcend and go beyond the boundaries of this earth, or go beyond the boundaries of the skies? And here Allah Rabbul Izzat addresses the jinn first, and because they have more power and capacity than us, if they cannot do it, certainly we cannot do it. Where are we going to run to? Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us on the day of Qiyamah also, when we are all standing and we are going to be assembled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again Allah Rabbul Izzat is going to remind us, who can take leave from the accountability on the day of Qiyamah? Who can stay absent from the accountability on the day of Qiyamah? Who can run away from it? يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ كَلَّا لَا وَزَرُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that insan will ask, where is the place to run? Allah Rabbul Izzat will reply, Kalla la wazar, there is absolutely no place to run. There is only one abode, there is only one destination, ila rabbik, and that is to your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there also there is no escape. And then there are some narrations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have the angels that will be guarding the mahshar, and no one will be able to transcend, no one will be able to run away, nobody will be able to exceed this boundaries of the skies and the earth, and everybody will have to stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So there is no escape from death, there is no escape from the accountability. How better can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain to us, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the favors of your Lord do you deny, O insan and O jinnat? May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.